richly robed rhinoceroses riding in rickety red rickshaws. My mother had brothers murdered in Appalachia, men that other men knew they had to shoot or fight all night long. I couldn't keep straight who shot who. My mother told me, more than once, to get it right. And so I made a note of the names. I carry it now. In my wallet, behind a picture from another funeral. My note reads, Ed Potter, Junior Tucker. Below, in black, Earl Potter, Johnny Belcher. Under that, the words, dishonorable discharge, since Earl Potter was court-martialed and sometime later discharged for wounding a U.S. Army major in India in a bar fight. The summer night he was shot, Earl dragged himself to Fleming Hospital, where he died the next morning. An eagle tattooed on his chest, its wings stretched from nipple to nipple, one detail I could never shake. Nor, go tell Mary, which my mother has acknowledged as that brother's last words. It's like this. I keep them from grandchildren, the stories, until they appreciate the animal that wells up inside someone and spills out, like the caricatured rhinoceroses in their book. One rhinoceros in a bloodshot rickshaw is itself arterial red, and I see bleeding Earl slowed with a hand as he walked himself to something like help. I turn pages. Ingenious iguanas improvise an intricate impromptu on impossibly impractical instruments. And then horrible hairy hogs hurrying homeward on heavily harnessed horses. No coal smoke wafts, no death anywhere. Just brightly colored animalia, purposed to distract from the terrible, in exchange for a creation minus pissed off men dying young, and far too soon to read aloud to their offspring.